Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report. My name's Charlie Wallace.
And I'm Adam Gobeski, and we have with us three depraved guests and one non-depraved guest. We have Kevin Vredevoog.
Hey, excited to be here.
Paul Wilcox.
Thanks for having me.
Doug Gobeski.
Hello.
And Tony Huff.
Hey, happy to be back.
And so we are here to talk about Mountain Dew Summer Freeze, this special flavor that I'm going to do right off the back so I can drink it.
All right.
Ooh, you also have a bottle of that.
It says cherry, lemon, raspberry, naturally and artificially flavored. I'm going to get 270 empty calories from this. It is bottled under the authority of PepsiCo Incorporated, Purchase, New York, 10577.
Is that the one that we got when I was in town?
It sure is.
Wow, I can't believe you saved it.
I know. It's a nice blue color. It has those, what do you call those, bomb pops or whatever? The red, white, and blue ones? Yeah, like they're melting on, well, I guess it's the top of a food cart. I thought it was a chair, but I guess that's not what's happening. It's fun for the whole family, it turns out. So I'm going to open it. That was not much of a hiss. I'm a little worried it's flat. It tastes, honestly, it tastes like a bomb pop. It's pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Assuming you're into that kind of thing.
It's a little bit of a sharper flavor than the Faygo version.
Yeah.
So how much did that cost versus how much the equivalent amount of bomb pops than just melting them?
This cost approximately, I don't know. It's probably like $2.50 or something. That would probably get you, in today's economy, half a bomb pop.
Okay.
Now, and then you got to have the Soda Stream to melt them all into.
Right. Yeah, I guess, yeah.
The infrastructure.
Adam, can you convert that into California dollars?
That would be approximately $74.39.
Oh,
gosh. It's a real bargain.
You get one lick of that pop. For the neighborhood bomb pop.
Doug, what are your thoughts?
I'm gonna go have a lick.
It's pretty good. Like I enjoy that the raspberry in particular is distinct. Like you can tell that it's there. I'd get this again. It definitely has a fun summer feel to it.
Yeah, good mouth feel too. Doesn't feel like sickly or leave an unpleasant aftertaste.
Oh, okay.
Good thing I got my pop spitting bucket at the ready. You know, for all the pop tastings I have.
Oh, are there more?
No, just, you know, in general.
Oh.
One just should have one available to swish and then spit out.
That's what I do for chip tastings.
It's called my stomach.
Chip tastings.
I just empty it into my stomach.
You're not just eating all that and letting it go all the way in?
You let it go halfway down the throat and then you get it back up. Spit it in the bucket.
I would like to state that your stance is not the official stance of the Gobeski Wallace Report. We do not endorse eating disorders here.
No.
Make Charlie eat terrible things.
Yeah. No, I obviously wouldn't do that because if I did, then you would make me eat whatever.
Eat it again?
Yes.
This is becoming a horror movie really quickly.
Charlie, what are we actually talking about today?
Charlie, are we talking about chip tastings?
I believe we are, Doug.
Ooh.
So go for it. Okay. I don't have any.
I've got a bag of Ruffles spicy dill pickle flavored chips here, which say limited time. They don't say new, so it's entirely possible that you guys have tried this before on the podcast, but I certainly don't remember seeing them myself. So in terms of what's on the bag, you know, it's basically, okay, here's some chips with green flecks on them, a red jalapeno pepper, and some pickle slices. Oh, and I guess there's a sprig of dill. Wow, you can really smell the pickle. All right, give it a try.
Mm. I'm glad we're separated by many miles because I would not even want to be in the same room with these chips.
Oh, right.
Oh, well, then you're going to be real disappointed when it turns out he's right outside your door.
Oh, no.
Podcasting live from his phone.
The spiciness is very subtle. So they're basically dill pickle Ruffles with a hint of heat to them. That's pretty good, actually. Would recommend, especially to Charlie.
Well, yeah.
Do you not like pickle?
No, I don't like pickle. And I don't like dill just by association.
It's the dill he objects to.
Oh.
Well, by association, yeah.
Sweet pickle relish, he'd be fine.
So, yeah, I have some leftover hot dogs from the 4th that I haven't cooked, and I think those will pair very nicely with hot dogs.
Hmm.
As long as line the bun with the chips before you put the hot dog in.
I mean, I can try that if you really want.
You can report back. I'd like to know. I bet it's good. Yeah.
Do I put condiments on it, though? Like ketchup or mustard, though?
You do one with and one without.
Okay. All right.
Half, depending on your hot dog supply.
Or my willingness to suffer through an entire dog if it turns out to be a mistake.
All right, Charlie, what else are we talking about?
It is time for our biannual recounting of the gifts. This is our June birthday edition.
Whoop, whoop.
Hey. And as we discussed, I think, towards the end of the last episode, or maybe after the episode recording was done, we're interested to know if people enjoy listening to this. So anyone out there who's listening, just let us know. Is this a segment do you want us to continue? We don't mind, because it's about us.
It's free content.
Twice a year. So, chronologically, the first June birthday is...
Charlie's about to get in real trouble here.
I know. Adam.
Nope, you missed it.
The Paul.
Screwed up.
Paul, right?
Yeah. Everyone knows Paul.
I'm the first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I believe it's Paul, then me, then Tony, then Charlie, then Kevin, then Doug.
Right.
Going chronologically.
Wow. So we're from everybody today, we're going to need to know all the presents you got.
You can do the highlights. You don't have to do all of them.
What was special about your special day and what you ate?
Okay.
Yeah. Birthday food.
Oh, okay.
Charlie's all about
it. Is that not like a main thing on your birthday? Like you get to eat the food that you want to eat? Like you get to choose dinner and you get to choose what kind of cake you get?
Yeah.
I guess I just choose dinner every night.
I suppose that's true.
But that's just because I'm single and depressed. Like I tell Paul every night.
I'm going to have birthday steak for the third day in a row.
I'm going to have birthday beans.
They're really getting to know me at Texas Roadhouse.
If you can't handle me on my third birthday steak, you don't deserve me.
You don't deserve me on my first. Remember, it's still your birthday until you go to bed. So if you don't go to bed, you have to keep serving those steaks. And make them real sloppy.
And you make it to the third day, you're just like, I can't, but I don't want my birthday to end.
Just bring me a glass of water and another steak.
Sir, this is a Best Buy.
I'm just here for the
test in your oven.
So, Paul, what'd you get?
So this year, I kind of got a lot of, my main gift was money, which was great, especially because I've had a lot of various housing related expenses come up this summer. And so it was nice to get money that I'm free to spend on PS3 games and DVDs at Disc Traders.
Well, but PS3 I also got, games.
Actually, let me go see.
But Adam, you turned me on to these Ruffles Baked, the cheddar and sour cream.
Oh, they're good.
I'm going through them like they're candy.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't think of actually including these in what I got, but now I'm out of breath because I ran across the house.
It's okay, Paul. I'm talking about how much I love these Ruffles Baked cheddar and sour cream chips.
I just wish there was so much cheddar and sour cream that it was like the main thing in your mouth. And not potato. I got Resident Evil and Resident Evil Apocalypse in a 2 DVD combo pack.
Because
the first one was the only one I was missing. And this was the only copy they had. I got a CD, Verve Jazz Masters 13 of Antonio Carlos Jobim. I don't know Portuguese pronunciation or, you know, Brazilian pronunciation, but it's like Bossa Nova. And then I got more Atelier games. You know I need to have all of those, Adam.
I do.
I also got Aquapazza, which is a anime-style fighting game that's has its own fighting game community around it. And I got Kung Fu Rider, which requires the PlayStation Move, but I don't have that. But I just couldn't not get it. It's just such an appealing game if I ever get to play it. About, I don't know, from what I can tell, there's like some kind of office worker guy running away from the mob by rolling downhill on an office chair or something. It looks pretty wacky. So those are the things I got for myself. I got this from Aislinn, my niece. Got me Swamp Story, a novel by Dave Barry. I've actually started it a little bit. It looks like it's going to be really funny.
Didn't know he was still around.
Yep, he's still. When did this come out? This is like a new one. He's still going strong. And I also received the... So story behind this one is that my brother thought that I only had the first season of Star Trek Lower Decks because we had watched it together. Oh. But I had never mentioned that I had bought all
the entire series.
Yeah. So I got the complete series and I was like, oh, sorry. I didn't tell you that I bought the other four volumes. So I don't even think he returned it. I think he kept it for himself.
I mean, that's the right move. Yeah.
And then they got me Poker Face season one on Blu-ray.
I thought it was going to be, then he got me something else that I already had.
Yeah.
And I had to tell him to take that one back.
He got me Poker Face, the Lady Gaga album.
the single, actually. It's got the karaoke version after.
And I had to tell my brother I already had that.
I have everything.
I even have the meat dress that she wore.
Well, it's a replica.
it's the real thing. It's encased in epoxy.
Oh, I just thought you just had to keep replacing it. Pieces keep of
meat dress of Theseus or what?
Yeah, dress of Theseus.
But I do, after watching like five episodes of this, I do recommend this show. I've really enjoyed it.
Is it about poker?
The first episode is kind of.
Is it about faces?
In the way that it's like got image moving pictures of people with faces.
Whoa.
Yes.
Sounds intense.
The premise is it's about a woman who can tell when people are lying. So that makes for a nice, like, good, like, murder of the week format, created by Rian Johnson.
Oh.
So it kind of feels like watching an hour long Knives Out style movie for every episode to me. It's kind of got a certain sense of humor about it and like a fun murder kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely has a lot of like Murder, She Wrote, like inspiration to it as well, like that type of show where just a murder happens. Yeah, which he said, like, he said he always liked those sorts of shows, so he wanted to make one.
Oh, okay. Once I finish this, I'm gonna have to catch up on Murder, She Wrote.
They kept on bringing up the situation where it's like, yeah, there was an episode where she was just at a bus stop and somebody got murdered. Like, people are always getting murdered around her.
Yeah, it's a series about the world's most prolific serial killer.
She gets away with it every time.
Is that not what Poker Face is about?
Oh, I was talking about Murder, She Wrote, but...
Oh, it is? I mean, that is the idea behind Murder, She Wrote. I'm wondering if that was what you were referring to when you said that Poker Face was similar.
I mean, yes, they are similar shows.
So yeah, that's my gifts.
What was special about your special day?
You cleaned your house.
Oh, I did do that on my birthday. All right, because I took the day off. And then, okay, so I didn't really, so the actual day was pretty low key, but then we did something on the weekend.
We hung out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, we did. That made it, that was special. That was a good hangout on PlayStation we had. We played some Deep Rock Galactic. And before that, I got Olga's with Tom and Aislinn. And yeah, and before that, I cleaned my house. So yeah, man, it was, yeah, nice to have it all capped off with some group gaming. And then I'm pretty sure I went somewhere out to eat on the weekend that was like the birthday dinner.
And you had a cake, or
it was like a whole month ago. I had some cupcakes.
Oh, there you go.
We had a lot of cupcakes hanging around after Aislinn's graduation party, which was like just before that week, or it was like the weekend before my birthday. So we had like a lot of goodies, and I was kind of on sugar overload after that party.
Adam and I called you and told you it was your birthday.
That's true, we did.
Oh yeah, you did the song, the
Tim and Eric.
Rip, dip, 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 it's your birthday.
Yep, that's it.
We did do that. Not on his birthday, but we did it.
Yeah. We're not going to help you with the rendition, but we just wanted to hear you sing it.
What is that exact song? Is that that's rip, not from like a Tim and Eric episode, right? Like, that, is that from something later, or is that actually?
No, I think it's episode? I think it's from a Tim and Eric.
Oh, it's when a, it's a Janie or a Jan.
Yeah,
and, yeah, it's Jan and Skylar.
Yeah. Oh, the okay.
Perry News Team.
Yeah.
And they're singing it to Dr. Steve Brule.
Yeah, because he has a calendar out that happens to have his birthday on it.
And he's like, "My birthday was last month."
Oh, so you guys actually did the right timing then.
Mm-hmm. We know.
Steve, I didn't know it was your birthday.
Steve!
Well, thank you very much, Paul. Sounds like a wonderful day.
Yes, it was. Sorry, I was distracted by the video. It's haunting.
I thought Paul was like, sorry, I was distracted by looking at all my gifts in front of me.
Just a full spread.
I've converted my money into gold so I can spend it.
I immediately was like, I'm going to turn these useless pieces of paper into optical discs containing data.
It's a fair exchange.
Then Adam, gifts. What did you receive?
Yeah, my birthday was a good time. It was on Father's Day. So the restaurant that I went to didn't pick up the hint that it was my birthday. They just assumed it was Father's Day. So I didn't get any free food. So that's
just. So you were hinting, but they thought you were hinting that you were a father? What?
Yeah, you know, you get like the card out and the gift. And they just go, oh, he must be a father. It must be Father's Day.
Adam, that's when you demand to get carded. So I they go, oh.
I demand you card me. Sir, you don't need to be carded for Diet Coke.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the benefits.
Not according to my president.
So one of the benefits of living in Utah is if you go to the bar, they have to card you, even if you're going to drink water. So maybe you should go to Utah.
Or I could kill myself. But
Well, you don't have to live there. You can just go for your birthday. To get the
or I
thing.
Could kill myself.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you had that strong of opinions of Utah.
The way you feel about Colorado, that's how I feel about Utah.
Did you even do anything other than just drive through it, though? Did you even
clearly
stop?
You have to stop at a bar. Also, I pooped in a lot of bathrooms in Utah.
Out of spite or
out of necessity and illness.
An illness.
This is the origin story of Utah the villain.
I guess I forgot about that, so now it makes sense why Adam doesn't
yeah
like it.
Anyway, then so I got a nice number of gifts. My parents were kind enough to give me some money that I immediately squandered on a number of comic book collections. So I got a Superman, a Batman, a Thunderbolts, Star Wars. I also got a nice, cool Blacktron Lego set that is sort of like an updated version of like a 1987 set or something like that. So I haven't put that together yet, but it looks cool. I also got a set, a Blu-ray set of 4 Polish science fiction films that you can expect to be tortured with at some point.
Oh, yay.
On Sci-Fi Shuffle.
Nice.
That's Piotr Shulkin's Apocalypse Tetralogy. If you want a preview of what you will endure at some point. I don't know. I watched the first one. It was fine. It was a little slow. But and then Charlie got me a hardback book that is the making of GoldenEye, the Nintendo 64 game from Boss Fight Books. Said it was like a special edition or something. I haven't had the chance to read it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I hadn't even heard of those books, but you mentioned that it's something we could get, and I was like, oh, I could buy like three of these other like paperback ones, and I was like, but GoldenEye, I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah, because I had the Katamari Damacy one and the Majora's Mask one and Day of the Tentacle, and they were all pretty interesting. So yeah, so Charlie got me that. Thanks, Charlie. And then Brienne got me actually 2 other of the paperback Boss Fight books. She got me Galaga, where I learned that the author grew up in Lansing, Michigan.
Oh, that's what that was from. Okay. He sent us.
He was playing Galaga at Aladdin's Castle at the Lansing Mall to escape his abusive father. So that was less fun to read about. But yeah, I guess it turns out there's only so much you can say about an arcade video game that the designer doesn't give interviews about. So there were a lot of personal anecdotes about Galaga. So she got me that, and she also got me the Super Mario 2 book, which covers both versions of Super Mario 2. So that was cool. That was a much more informative read, probably because there's a lot more to say. And then because Brianne knew ahead of time that she needed to outdo Paul in the retro gaming department, she also got me Bounty Bob Strikes Back for the Atari 7800, which is a brand new Atari 7800 game published by Atari. So that was actually really cool. And then Doug, not to be outdone, got me Asteroids Deluxe for the Atari 7800, newly published by Atari. So that was fun. And then he also, what's the best way to put this? He righted an inadvertent wrong when he got me the album Fatal Mistakes by the band Delamitri, which he thought he had already done once before, but it transpired he had gotten me Fatal Mistakes, the B-sides.
Look, I said it before, I'll say it again. If you're going to put out a collection of B-sides, you're going to call it Fatal Mistakes. That's not a name for a normal album.
I don't disagree with you, but I still think it was funny.
I'm glad that you're not upset about it.
No, I'm not upset at all. Yeah, so thank you, Doug, for those. And then Jason King got me the new Counting Crows album and the new Jason Schreier book, Play Nice, which is about Blizzard Entertainment. So that was all very exciting. Oh, and my father-in-law and my mother-in-law both gave me Amazon gift cards. So I went and bought four more Atari games for the 7800. Well, one was a 2600 game, and I have thoroughly enjoyed them. And then let's see. For food, I had ramen from the place that Tony was at, Bloomy Kitchen.
I was just going to ask.
Yep. And then we hung out online. I sent an invite to the group, and Kevin politely declined, and Charlie just left me on red. And we had a good time with the people who showed up playing some code names online. So it was a fun day. It was what I wanted out of a birthday, basically.
All right.
That's very nice, Adam.
Yes. Sounds wonderful. Yeah. So next up is...
He wasn't even paying attention when I listed the order, was he?
You did it quickly. Because no. Tony's is very close to mine, but is it the day before?
I'm the 28th.
Tony!
Hey! So we don't really celebrate birthdays in my family, so I didn't get any presents. I
thought you were going to say California.
No.
It's too expensive out here.
Austerity.
So I didn't get any presents or anything like that.
You got that DVD player.
That wasn't my birthday present.
It was an early birthday present.
It was a story.
The greatest gift of all.
It was.
She didn't give it.
It was because of your birthday that I didn't commandeer that from you.
Well, I do. Should I just tell the DVD story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess it's Shenaniganza adjacent, but.
Shenaniganza part one.
So during Shenaniganza, one of the activities that has become lore is we go to like Zia or Bookman's, place where you can buy things that people don't want anymore.
Goodwill.
Goodwill. And so I had been purchasing primarily Frasier DVDs, and then I got all the DVDs there, and so I would buy different DVDs, and it came up somehow, but I was like, yeah, I don't have a DVD player or any way to play any of this stuff. I'm just buying things to never play. And so that became at like Shenaniganza.
Okay.
Yeah, just in general, like that became the thing. So I would buy DVDs. And then it was like a personal thing of mine to just like not have a DVD player or anything and just continue to buy things like this. So me and Paul were at Logan's Roadhouse in Lansing, Michigan, with my friend Josh, and we were talking about this, And the bartender overhears it, and she's just like, and we know the bartender, but she's just like, oh, you're looking for a DVD player? My manager's making me get rid of this. Goes up to, like, the television, unhooks the DVD player and everything, and then just, like, throws it into a Logan's To-Go bag and hands it to me.
Like, brushing the dust off of it from its, like, high-up shelf position.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, it no took her a couple... No
DVD player in years.
Yeah. So it made it back to California. It's here, but now I don't have cords to play the DVD player, hook it up. But I have a DVD player, but I did not get that for my birthday. But it sounds like Paul didn't steal it from me because my birthday was coming up. So maybe I did get it for my birthday.
It's the kind of friend Paul is. He won't just take things that have been given to you if your birthday's coming up.
Yeah. I mean, it was a couple weeks, so like, Paul must have really thought long and hard about that. Like,
I mean, just if I had taken it, the DVD player would have been used by now. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's because you have cables.
That's I should have given you a cable for your birthday. What an idiot, me.
Yeah. But I was back in Michigan prior to my birthday. So I guess you could say some of my birthday present was just like my mom threw like a little get together with my uncle and cousins and stuff. So we had a little what I called Midwest barbecue because it wasn't actually barbecue. And
so a potluck?
No, my mom was the one.
Is barbecue more strictly enforced in California? I'm confused.
Yeah, oh, you know what?
Like this may be like a word for when you cook something outside for a second.
Maybe. The meat can only be cooked in South Carolina. Otherwise, that's the only time it can be called barbecue.
You know what? It may not be a California thing, but it may be a my friend Reese thing. And so now I'm just like hypersensitive. I'm like, we don't call it barbecue. It's fine.
Yeah, because
he's from Texas.
From barbecue state.
Oh. Well, introduce him to the walking taco.
What was? I mean, that's the walking just pneumonia good. Of
Mexican food.
It's good. What are you talking about?
I'm not saying it's good, but I am saying that he'll be appalled at the idea, at least if the people out here are any indication.
You know what? You know,
Rito's are from Texas.
He had never heard the word nasty gram before, and I was trying to tell him that that's something that people say.
Yeah.
You all have heard of this, right? I'm not making it up.
No, you're not making it up.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, I guess it's possible you're making it up and it got widespread, but...
I'm not stupid.
You were the first.
I'm smarter than you.
I'm smarter than you. Thank you, Kevin, for always laughing at my...
you are reference. So welcome. What is a walking taco, though? Is that a made-up thing, or is that...
It's a real thing. You get a bag of Doritos, and you just cut the top off, and then you crush up the Doritos a little bit. Then you put a bunch of just, like, ground beef, cheddar cheese, sour cream, lettuce, salsa. Juice, and it's amazing. And
you just mix it up.
It's a real high school game kind of treat.
Yeah.
When I lived in Chicago, just down the street from my apartment, there was a place called Taco in a Bag, which sounds like conceptually a very similar idea.
Yeah, but they probably charged three times as much.
Oh, it was obscene. But they had some good ones. There was one that was basically a Big Mac, like they had the special sauce and the beef in there, and it was, I mean, usually more tortilla chippy than Dorito-y, but nah, I could get on board with that.
I love that for Chicago.
I've been having lots of walking corn dogs lately.
Is that where you just walk around with a corn dog?
No, that sounds dangerous.
It does sound dangerous, actually.
You fall over and then you've accidentally, you know.
Oh, is walking corn dog your casserole thing?
It's my corn hot dog bowl of sadness.
Oh, sorry, what?
We'll get to it. Don't worry.
We'll get to that. Don't worry.
I'm worried that we will get to it. Sounds horrifying.
Well, they shouldn't have asked about it.
Out of the bag, really. I mean, just that's...
Nope, we'll get to it. Tony's got to finish his birthday, and then we got to get to Charlie's birthday, and then we can come back to part two of Shenaniganza.
So yeah, so did some family stuff for, it wasn't actually on my birthday, because I think I left a couple days before my birthday. And then on my actual birthday, my friend Reese made me go drink beers with him. And They invited some people. What? My, why are you laughing?
My friend Reese made me go.
I'm sure he really had to, like, really had to drag you out there.
So, I mean, not no, you? but kind of. Like, you know how when you have, like, a...
It's late.
You know when you have a plan and you're like, I'm just going to play Civilization all day? Because my birthday fell on a Saturday, so I was like, I'm just going to do this. And then he was like, no, you're not. You're going to go to this place with me at noon, and we're going to do this. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess so. So
yeah, oh, I feel that. And at noon, too? That might as well be like...
And I had a big bowl of ramen, like, right at noon, so it was like...
You want to wake up? You want to get up early and have some hot soup with me?
Yeah.
That actually sounds good, but... And I mean, I guess noon isn't that early to everyone.
The ramen was good, but ramen then straight to beer was also kind of like a weird... I've never done that before.
That's so. Why, actually, that's what when we went to the arcade in...
Monterey.
In Monterey.
The last time you're in Monterey.
Yeah, that's what I did. I went straight from a lot of ramen... Lots of liquids, straight to like the, you know, the can of
course.
I think they were out of Steel Reserve, so got the Mickeys.
Yeah. So that's what I did. And then did I eat anything that I wanted to do?
Did no, I don't eat think anything so. That I wanted to do. Well, I ate a karaoke bar.
So yeah. So, oh, and then someone brought donuts. So I guess they got donuts from a birthday.
There you go. Yeah.
They brought donuts to the office.
Nice.
They're like, hey, it's Tony's birthday tomorrow. Eat these donuts. And then everyone told me happy birthday. And then I was correcting everyone. It's actually tomorrow. And then everyone was like, why are you correcting us?
I'm telling you, you have another day to get me the gift.
I didn't think about being at the bar and just being like, it's my birthday. If you want to get
anybody want to buy me like a DVD cable?
DVD? I have a DVD player. I don't know if you know this.
You got any old training DVDs back there you don't need anymore?
I should have asked the bartender, yeah. Yeah, so that's my birthday.
All right, well, thank you so much, Tony. It sounds wonderful.
It was all right.
Like, no, not wonderful. It's all right.
He's honest.
Yeah.
It's, you know, at 6.5.
Oh, okay. 6.5 day or 6.5 birthday?
Yeah, this day is normally like a 3, so.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, twice as good as usual. More than twice as good as usual.
Yeah, because people were buying me beer, too, so that's why it's such a...
And they let them win at a golf tournament.
What?
No, they just remembering when you would play golf on your birthday.
Oh, I used Tony to Huff have open. The Tony Huff Invitational.
Sorry, Invitational.
We didn't open it up to just anybody. We couldn't have actual golfers. How else am I going to win?
That's fair.
So my birthday was the very next day. I had just started a week-long vacation.
Only a week?
Only a week. I mean, we usually go to Outer Banks in North Carolina that week, and it just so happened that there wasn't enough room for us this year. Like, the number of people in the houses were all full up, and so we could have gotten our own housing arrangements, and we're just like, that is just too much work, and also the driving with the kids and everything, and we're like, all right, this year we're just staying home.
Did you try the Inner Banks?
We didn't. We went to Lake Michigan to do RV camping with Kara's parents twice. So we went the first weekend, and then we came back home and did some stuff during the week, and then we went again this past weekend. So the actual day of my birthday was on Lake Michigan, and it was fun. I got one cake there in the morning, which was a cake from Meijer, which I was not expecting. It was very nice. It's a very delicious cake.
Was it an ice cream cake?
It was not an ice cream cake, but that probably wouldn't have worked out that well. They would have had got it quite a while ahead of time for an ice cream cake, since we've already been there a couple of days. But
it's what coolers are for.
Well, yeah, but they also didn't want me to know it was there. I'm not sure they could have. Well,
they know you're a snooper.
I am. When it comes to food, absolutely. I search through all drawers and freezers and refrigerators, under beds for hidden snacks. And so, yeah, that was really good. And then we drove home, which took, you know, 3.5-4 hours or whatever. And I got another cake because Car and the kids had gotten me a cake. And that was an ice cream cake.
What flavor? Was it your mocha?
It was not. I guess they probably do that, but no, it was a Dairy Queen. Like, so I had vanilla and chocolate ice cream, and it was good. It definitely had like yellow frosting, which got over the children everywhere for like a day. Connor kind of looked like he had some bruises on him. This is like the remnant of yellow frosting on him. And so the gifts I got were Kara's parents got me a nice card that said, "You're a wonderful son-in-law," with $50 in it. So that was very nice. Aww. Yeah.
Nice of them to lie like that.
I know. They didn't have to lie. They could have gotten a generic happy birthday card.
Could have got a sarcastic one like my father-in-law got. Actually, what was hilarious was, so he got me this card. I don't remember the exact details anymore, and it's across the room, and I don't want to get up. But he got me this, like, jokey, slightly sarcastic card. And he made some comment about, like, yeah, I think I gave this to someone else, but I, you know, I don't think it was you, so I think we're good. And so then got home and looked and saw that the person he had given it to was, in fact, Brianne. So we both had the same card for our birthday. Anyway, sorry, continue.
And then from Kara and the kids, I got some piano music. I've been starting to try to learn piano just by myself. So that was fun.
A book?
Yeah. Well, just like some classical piano music, some Bach and some.
But like sheet music.
Yes,
like
sheet music. Yes. No, not like a CD. Here, listen to this. We don't want to hear you play anymore.
Along to this.
No, don't. Don't play along with this. We're going to play the CD. And you don't have to play anything. But no, that was nice.
You have like a keyboard or?
Yeah, we have a keyboard. Celeste started taking lessons a little while ago, so we got that in the And Kara's played piano too, so it's nice for her to have that around. And it was a good compromise between that and like a gigantic piano we'd have to somehow get down the stairs and put in the basement. So
yeah, there's a piano in my mom's basement forever for that reason.
And then from Adam, I got two things. And I know it was two things up front because we like to send each other notes usually with the gifts. I was not able to send him one this time because I got it directly from the boss fight publisher website. So there was no way to actually send a message with it. And so I knew because it was from Target, they just sent it to my email. And Adam said, oh, it's going to be a spoiler. So I specifically didn't look at the email until right beforehand. And I said, oh, okay, certainly implied that it was a book and a DVD or a Blu-ray. I'm like, all right, well, yeah,
I had to keep it generic because I knew you were going to get the email ahead of time. It was yes. The only way to get you a gift message.
And so I do not have the book with me, so I can't tell you the exact title, but it's like 1,000 movies that you should see from the New York Times, like the New York Times critics. But it goes back decades, actually. So it's not just
the... I assume to the dawn of film.
Well, yes, but the actual review, so it's not like the two, I'm struggling with their names, like Manola Vargas might be one of them, but it's not, I think, the actual two critics they have right now. It's like whoever was the critic at the time, was their review of it.
Scott?
A.O. Scott, yes.
Your favorite?
Yeah, yes, absolutely, I guess. What? Do I have a beef with him?
I seem to recall Doug having a beef with him.
Oh, okay.
Although I may be misremembering.
No, you're definitely correct. He has the worst taste in movies. His standard is basically show me something I haven't seen before. And so it doesn't matter if a movie is good or entertaining. He'll give it a bad score if it's not novel enough.
Oh.
And he'll give stuff high scores regardless of whether it's any good if it's novel. So kind of a... movie critic.
So what about Hardcore Henry? What did he give that?
He said this is just a knockoff of that sequence from Doom.
But I knew based on the message that Adam sent, I was like, oh, I could just open this in front of the family. And then the DVD was of the Arrow version of David Lynch's Dune, which was fantastic, except Celeste was like, I want to see. And she was like, what's that? And I'm like, oh, it's like a sandworm. They're really cool. Like, they ride them, right? So they're like horses. And she's like, okay. And I'm like, whew, avoided that one. Didn't want a bunch of nightmares. Although the actual sandworm on the front of the cover is, it's not particularly like, it's not as scary as it could be. But that's exciting. I know that we were going to probably watch that. Adam said that, yeah.
Soon.
It's coming up. But yeah, no, I'm excited to see that and all the special features and stuff, which is great because I've already seen it a couple times, so I can go straight to like commentary and things like that.
Not to interrupt, but it looks like A.O. Scott did not review Hardcore Henry.
Oh, yeah, they didn't assign it to him.
Instead, it was someone named Glenn Kenny.
Oh, well, what do you think?
I'd have to sign in to find out.
Don't bother.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was my birthday. I think the highlight there is two cakes. So.
Whoa.
And lovely presents, too.
All right. Yeah, the Dune was going to be more timely when Kevin was going to watch Trancers with us, and then it was going to be his turn, and he was going to, I had my fingers crossed, pick Dune 84, but it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, was and is still the plan, but life got in the way.
Speaking of life getting in the way, Kevin, I think you're next on the birthday regimen, so cast your mind back to...
Yeah, 10 months ago. Best I can tell, I probably got like a card from my kids. You know, they drew some that was probably very nice.
When is your birthday?
September 16th. So we are dramatically closer to my next birthday than we were to my last birthday.
Going in my phone.
Noise. I guess the only interesting thing that I can remember about my birthday this past year was it was on the butt end of a backpacking trip I took to Glacier National Park.
Oh.
It was the day after I got back, so I at least took the day off. I probably just laid around, recovered a little bit, hung out with my family.
Sounded like you do right now.
Yeah, probably. That's about right.
Raspy, gravelly.
Yeah, it's, I have not talked much during this podcast, mostly intentionally. It's getting worse with the passing of the hours.
COVID?
I hope not, but I admit I have not checked. If it is COVID, then everyone in my family but me had already had it and have now. I don't know grammatically what I should have said there, but it has now been transmitted to me. I did not
Could
have
it be COVID. Your gallbladder?
I guess that's possible, Adam. You never know.
It can always be your gallbladder. I guess unless you don't have one anymore, then.
I love Dr. Gabeski. All he does is just throw out
gallbladder, COVID, mild cold.
I am a doctor.
In my experience, I'm listing things from most likely to least likely based on my exact experience.
COVID? Gallbladder? I got nothing.
Would you ever on a plane, Adam, if somebody had like a heart attack or a stroke or something, and they asked if there's a doctor, would you stand up and say yes?
Absolutely not.
Wait, not a medical doctor.
As I believe we established, I would reach behind me and open up the air vent for the patient who's coding.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Has anyone ever been on a flight or something where they've asked that?
Yeah, I was on one.
Oh, yeah. I think we've done that.
Person right behind me. So I reached behind and opened up the air vent for them.
Like you actually did that?
Yep, because they were saying something about... they survived, so I think I was solely responsible.
Did they thank you, or did you wait patiently for them to thank you to no avail?
They weren't really in the right frame of mind to thank me. Mm. Their color did come back, but they did also get wheeled off on a gurney. So,
did you provide an invoice for your services?
Not directly. I had my company do it. I'm still waiting to get the $10,000, but it's gone into collections, so it's just a matter of
time. Jesus. It's ruining someone's credit right now. I can't help you, but I can do the robot. That'll be $30,000.
And then I guess Doug.
Ooh, yeah, my birthday was almost half a year ago, back in January. So,
we like to refer to in the business as 7th June.
And I think we stopped you from talking about this during the the Christmas gifts episode, perhaps.
That's right. It's told him to save it for the June podcasts.
So, for my birthday, I got some books, one on precision machine design a coffee table book that's Lego Space 1978 to 1992 that I flipped through and looked at all the cool pictures and barely read any of the text.
There's a lot of words here. Where are the pictures?
Yeah, right. And that'll probably remain the case forevermore. A math book, Understanding Analysis. Another math book, Intro to Topology. A couple of Blu-rays, Jesus Shows You the Way to the Highway, and The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Oh, shoot. Yeah. I'm going back and looking at my photos, and I realized I did not mention the gifts that Adam and Brianne got me.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
They got me a graphic novel collection, whatever you call it, of Spider-Man and Deadpool comics.
Oh, yeah.
Called Isn't It Bromantic? And on Blu-ray, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and a two-movie set of the movies Running Out of Time 1 and 2, of which I have watched 1. Haven't gotten around to 2 yet.
Those are fun Hong Kong movies. In my opinion, they're fun. I guess I don't know how Doug felt about the first one.
It was pretty fun, yeah. It was a little bit of a feel of like, are we allowed to let the cops lose? And I got a pillow, basically just because it was like, okay, it's about time to get a replacement pillow for my bed. And so I did.
Is it just like a pillow? Yep. Or okay.
I was really hoping for a wife.
Yep.
It is not an anime waifu body pillow, no. It's just a regular pillow.
I thought we were talking about birthday gifts.
You know, any pillow can be a waifu pillow if you treat it as such.
Tony, you're welcome to get me an anime girl waifu pillow for my birthday next year.
I only do anime boy waifu pillows.
Sounds like fun, though.
I guess I'll just get Paul another one.
Sabando.
You know what? Please do.
I'll add it to the pillow room. They're all standing up in there looking at me every time I go in.
Judging you?
Yeah.
And then what was your favorite birthday moment on your birthday? Or whatever Charlie said.
What made your special day special? Yeah.
That's what it was.
Stuffing my face with chicken wings, as is tradition.
Oh, okay, that's a great tradition.
Did you prepare them yourself, or did you have someone else do it?
I had the good folks at Buffalo Wild Wings do it.
Oh, very nice.
Which flavor did
they stuff it in your face for you, or did you do that part yourself?
I did that part myself.
So, yeah, I guess, Tony, do you want to talk about Shenanigans of Part 2? You talked about the Michigan leg.
Did we? But we didn't call you, though, did we? It wasn't marketed as a Shenaniganza, but then we called Paul every night, so it kind of became a Shenaniganza.
There was like a solid like 4 hours of full Shenaniganza.
I think it was closer to 6.
Yeah, you're probably right. 2 hours a night, yeah. Like where it's like 2 a.m. here, and you guys are the ones being like, well, we should get to bed.
Yeah. So the funny thing was, I was supposed to go visit a friend in Austin, Texas for the 4th of July, and that kind of fell through. So then I texted Adam, was like, hey, kind of out of the blue, but I got some time off. Can I come visit you in Phoenix? And so that kind of started the whole thing.
Yep.
So yeah, so made it into Phoenix. We had ramen. I bought way too much. Or I don't think I bought way too much, but I definitely...
You bought a lot.
I definitely ate a lot. I was just so excited. You know how day one of like any type of like vacation or anything, you're like, I'm going to try everything. Like, yeah, I'll get the sushi and the, you know, the big bowl of ramen, and I'll get a beer, which turned into like a liter of beer.
That's the tough part when you have all the liquids.
Yeah, the liquids are just what gets you, Paul. You're a liquid guy. You know what I mean? You know,
I can put down a lot of liquids.
We played board games, and it was 4th of July, and I made Brianne and Adam watch the hot dog eating contest.
Oh, yeah. Who won?
Joey Chestnut by a lot. Yeah. He did 70 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Bull.
Yeah. In 10 minutes. And at one point, he was averaging 9 hot dogs a minute.
Oh, jeez. Because he wasn't allowed to compete the previous year. That's what I heard, right?
That's correct. Yeah, he had signed
something
with
them. Something to do with Impossible Foods, I think.
Impossible Burger or whatever, yeah. And Nathan's got all upset. They're like, you either only eat all beef or you can't be in our group. You're not our friend.
And obviously that went over real well.
Yeah, so now he's back. I think second place had 40 hot dogs.
I mean, that's so, at least more...
Yeah, like we were
like I could see a normal human maybe being able to achieve that. Yes.
So I think we should all go around and say how many hot dogs you think you could have in 10 minutes, because I think for me, it's like 6, maybe 5.
I was going to say 5. I think that's pushing it. I feel like if you're really going for it, like if you eat them fast enough that your stomach doesn't notice that it's full yet, maybe you could shoot past, like I could hit maybe 10, but I'm not dipping buns in water. That's just not a thing that I'm going to do to myself in this life.
Adam, yeah, what did you say?
I think 6.
I said 10.
I just don't think you could do 10. You think you can do 10?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
And keep but them not down?
No, no, no. We're talking like a standard Nathan's hot dog. Not a real hot dog.
Because we had Kogel's hot dogs and they were actually really good. But I was just thinking the whole time, Adam thinks he can do 10 of these.
No, I don't think I can do 10 of those. Because I got the full serve the curve. Smoked sausage and Polish sausage. Like, they were big boys.
Yeah, they were good.
But they were good, yeah. I found a place out here that sells Kogels for more than they're worth. But honestly, that may not be true because they were delicious.
Yeah.
It only cost me $45 for the 8.
You know, maybe that's as much as that stuff should cost, really. As someone who eats way too many meats in tubes myself.
We didn't realize.
I need to get priced out of sausage
before we also brought this up to Paul during our little Shenana Compexa like debrief. And I didn't realize that Paul was like so pro hot dog.
I eat a lot. I had like 4 packages in the fridge at least 3 last.
So what did you do with them?
Yeah, tell us your new thing that you've been making.
My new favorite dish is I take a big bowl and I get 2 cans of corn and I drain them and I dump those in there. Then I heat that in the microwave for a bit, stir it around, heat it a little more. Then throw a big chunk of butter from the stick that's like, you know, sitting on my counter and stir that around, put some salt and pepper on it. And then I take probably like, I think like 3 bun length all beef hot dogs, cut those into little slices and microwave those. And then I kind of like grab them with a paper towel to get a little bit of the excess off. And I put those in the bowl and I have myself a little corn hot dog bowl casserole. So
do you just sit on the couch with the bowl in your lap and a big spoon eating it while watching anime?
Basically, yeah. Okay. It's like eating my favorite. It's like my 2 favorite things. Like, I really like hot dogs, but I don't like any condiments. So the bread always just kind of feels like filler. But I love corn, so it's like my 2 favorite things, like just together. And yes, the anime is also an important part of it.
So when Paul talks about corn dogs, that's what he's talking about.
It's deconstructed. It's a corn bowl.
It's so California of you, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of
it's California. A Midwest poke bowl.
Okay, that's funny.
I'm stealing that from you.
But speaking of California.
You know, I really didn't expect to be so upset by this podcast.
What have we done to make you mad?
We mentioned poke bowls.
No, just the idea of a big bowl of corn. I was like, okay, fine. That doesn't sound so bad. And the hot dogs, I was like, well, I mean, you know, I've heard people like chopping up hot dogs and putting them in like mac and cheese. Fine.
That's where I got.
And he's like, it's a corn dog. And I'm like, no. Straight to jail.
Now, I mean, you did
maybe take that whole thing and deep fry it together. That might like do something.
You also forgot about the butter.
Yeah.
Like a dollop of butter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just a nice, small half stick of butter.
Nice, small.
It's like for a 2-can bowl, because sometimes I have a 1-can bowl with 2 dogs, so the ratio's a little higher of dog to corn. But on a standard like 2-can bowl with 3 dogs, that's probably a quarter stick of butter, I would guess. Maybe in a sixth.
Have you tried it without the butter? Like, is the butter necessary to tie the dish together? Or
I just can't imagine eating corn without butter. Like, it's just because I like the taste of the butter. Like, it's almost like the hot dogs. You know, I haven't tried it. Like, maybe I should, you know, to try the healthy version.
Yes, the diet hot dog bowl.
So I'm using unsalted butter now.
I mean, it is salted butter, and I do put salt in the bowl. And it's the regular salt corn, like
so much sodium.
So Kevin, where do you think this hot dog dish ranks on the bachelor meal scale?
It's a -5 to +5.
I don't. Yeah. What is terrible on this scale? Like, what's the lowest I could theoretically give it?
I mean, 0 would be unappealing and non-nutritious and not funny. Like five is a wholesome meal. -5 is. I mean, -5 might be this meal, but
I was gonna, if humor is an element of it, then I'll give it a -4 because, like, there's still more you could throw on there. You could throw some cheese on there, you know, stir in a chili, just make a
chili bowl. No, that breaks it back the other direction. I think
I've been known to do
just that. Only having those ingredients, I think, is what makes it.
The simplicity of the bowl.
Is it a bread bowl, or is this just like a regular like ceramic whatever bowl?
It's like a Corel porcelain bowl.
I would consider the bread bowl. I think that would add a new element to it, but I agree it may be less amusing if you did that. Now, if you gave up on the bowl entirely and just did this on like just like a slice of bread, like there's way too much for this slice of bread to handle. But like you stick it in the microwave with all the corn so it gets kind of soggy. I think that maybe hits the -5 for me.
If I made it like a hot dog corn casserole hot beef sandwich
kind of thing. Like an open faced
some gravy on there too.
Open-faced.
some chipped beef from the jar.
I'm imagining him heating up a can of corn, putting one hot dog in, getting it all mixed together, and then putting it back into the can, and then eating it out of that. That might be a -5.
Maybe class it up a little by baking it in the oven rather than microwaving it. That way, you don't even have to take the corn out of the metal can. You just plop that right in the oven. You're good to go in, you know, 20 minutes or whatever.
Basically a walking taco.
Yeah.
A walking corn dog.
What if you put this all into a food processor and then baked it like a pie?
You have a perfectly smooth texture.
Like, you know those, like, they used to be called extreme gulp cups, where it was like, they didn't even fit into cup holders anymore. Mine glowed in the dark back when I had
it. And then, Paul, if it's a special occasion, you could put, like, icing over the top, and it's a cake.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, hey, that reminds me.
Just don't forget the Pissman's mustard.
Exactly.
Free Slurpees at 7-Eleven tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. For those of you listening, it happened already.
Yeah.
But we tell you every time, at least.
But yeah, Tony, speaking of California 10 minutes ago, Tony introduced us to melon and tahine, which is much, much better in melon form than in gummy form.
Oh, I still have those things.
Do you ever even try the mango ones?
You know what? I'm going to try it right now. No, I
didn't. On the podcast.
I'm going to go get it.
Sorry, did he say he's taking edibles on the podcast?
Yes. Oh. If by edibles you mean mango flavored gummy rings absolutely coated in tahine.
Oh. Yeah, it's made by Snack Club,
which is nothing different from Food Club.
At least this is vegan and gluten free.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so this is a mango flavored gummy
that the vegans and the gluten sensitive can also suffer.
Yeah, so we bought the watermelon, which was a lot. And then we got also the mango flavored gummy rings sprinkled with tahine, chili and lime seasoning.
Sprinkled, huh?
I'm just reading the package.
Sprinkled the way Paul sprinkles butter in his corn dog.
Paul has moved on to dehydrated butter.
You can get more of it in there.
Wait, isn't that what clarified butter is?
Is that ghee?
Yeah. Like, I think that is basically dehydrated butter.
All right, Adam. I just opened this package. I wish I would have opened it back in Arizona, because this is not as slathered on.
Oh.
This, you can actually see the gummy. This is sprinkled. Do you think that's
legit? The watermelon ones were green and red, and you absolutely could not tell the color of the gummy.
All right. I'm eating a gummy right now. Yeah, still not good. it doesn't taste like bile.
That's good.
Because I was like, hey, Adam, is this how your mouth tastes? Like when we were doing the watermelon? Is this how your mouth tasted when your when your gallbladder was dying? Then he told me what actually was happening to himself, and then I felt bad.
Mission accomplished.
This is a lot better, though, than the watermelon.
That's not a high bar to clear.
Not a high bar to clear. You can actually taste the mango.
That's good.
It's very spicy, though. Like, it says mild, but it's just there's a lot of chili. So, I don't know. 3-7.
Okay. And then the other thing we did while Tony was here was we did an escape room.
We did.
It was pirate themed. And it was a cool setup. The puzzles were cool and everything looked cool. And the only drawback was that it was too easy for us. It was ranked a 7.5 out of 10. It was like a 6.
And the reason we picked this one was because we had been humbled by another one in the past where we were like, oh, we can do like a hard one. And then just like everyone quit in the middle.
Was that the one where I thought we had won and then I had to count cards?
Yes.
And when I quit and just gave up.
Yeah, it was like we finished like the hardest puzzle. We're like, yeah. And then it's like, all right, open this door and do an even harder puzzle now. with like a deck of cards that if you were Italian, you would know.
Yeah. The only reason I recognize those cards, first of all, is because I remember Frankie Orlando pulling them out during Jason's wedding and trying to teach us the card game that it was based on. And I stuck with it for about maybe a hand before I was like, this is too much for me.
Wow. So if you would have just stuck that out, you would have been able to win.
Yeah. But as I recall, we completed the room, but not in time. They just gave us extra time because there was no one behind us waiting.
I think they felt bad.
Yeah.
They're like, why don't you put that card next to the other, you know, sword? See what it says. Yeah. It was easy. Like, I think if you were to do an escape room for the first time, it would have been a good one. But it also reuses a lot of like the same types of puzzles. So like once you know, like, oh, I have this prop. What am I gonna do with this prop? Oh, I put it up, you know, in this particular place.
I do this
because code. I learned this in the past. So it may be us. We've just played too many escape rooms.
Yeah, this was definitely an escape room where, you know how a lot of times in escape rooms, you sort of hit that wall where you're like, shoot, what do I do next? And then you have to go back and like look at clues and stuff. That never happened in this room. It was just like, oh, now we do this. Now we do this.
Or if we did hit it, it was very brief and like someone was actively had already figured it out. Yeah. But it was fun. So much fun that we got 20% off on our next.
We did.
All right.
So anyone who's coming out to Shenanatenza in October, we have a discount.
And we got pizza.
We did get pizza. It was after eating all that pizza that I got to re-experience acid reflux for the first time since my gallbladder came out. I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have eaten 6 pieces of pizza. Of a large pizza.
I can still feel pain. Oh, no.
Well, we also got the bread, the dessert bread.
Yeah, the cinnamon sticks from Domino's with all the icing. But yeah, as part of this mini shenaniganza, we called Paul a lot. And on the first night, we just went through our phones and sent each other memes. How many did we send, Kevin?
57. says, oh.
And Tony, which response was your favorite?
My favorite response was after all of the shenanigans, Kevin in the morning had sent something, like, because Kevin was sending photos of his family vacation. And then Doug's response was, those are very nice photos of your family, Kevin, or something to that degree. Like, thank you for sharing after the 57. Just fever dream memes.
Thank you for providing something of value.
Yeah. That was my favorite response. I was shocked that we didn't get in trouble.
If you didn't before, now you know how to tune your phone's do not disturb settings properly.
Yeah, I did want to ask, does everybody have it like on like mute, or like were these just going off?
Yes. Well, from long time ago.
Oh, they were going off, Charlie?
No, it's on mute.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, I mean, for just such occasions, off. You know? Not that I don't want to know that you're sending something, but...
Like, if we called phone twice in a row, it would probably get through, though, so we could still, like, manually tell you
about the meme. I think I did have it on Do Not Disturb, because I was in a meeting, and I got out of the meeting, and I was like, oh, that's quite a few things there. What's going on?
You're in a meeting? What time? Where's the meeting?
These were coming at, like, midnight. Sent? No, I slept through most of these.
Oh, I was sleeping through it then. Phone was in the other room.
But was your phone going off?
Like, yeah, I think it was.
Every single time. I love just thinking of your phone just like being dark and then just like glowing when you're just sleeping.
Lighting up the room from the night.
Just, yeah.
Just each illumination less important.
And it like happened 57 times.
I did enjoy Kevin's comment about them, how he said that they were 100% great and 100% not worth the time to go through them or something like that.
It does about right.
So then we sent some more memes.
We each got one the next night. We decided we could all have one.
We showed great restraint.
And then just to finish things up, yesterday I was in the future in that I rode in a Waymo driverless car.
So we're not gonna talk about the piss disc.
I wanted to bring up the piss disc, but I didn't want to toot my own meme, you know?
we're just gonna move on. I mean, it's fine. We can move on
We can talk about it later.
But yeah, driverless car. Because in the Phoenix area, they are available for use as little taxis. It was fine for the most part, other than that when I got in, it smelled like weed.
That's like a typical Uber experience, too, though. So.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't the driver doing it.
So I had to roll down the window in the 110 degree heat. But yeah, it was pretty cool. It like has a little screen that shows you how it's detecting the cars around you. That was pretty neat. Yeah, the main issue is that it apparently gets hopelessly lost in parking lots. It was dropping me off, and it was about 10 feet away from where the drop-off point was, at which point it made a right turn, drove all the way down to the end of the parking lot, turned left, then turned left again to come all the way back down the parking lot and then go to that spot. It was very strange.
You couldn't get out,
No, I mean, I could have, but, you know, I wanted to see what would happen.
Oh, yeah.
Brianne said the one time she took one to get, like, her tires fixed or whatever. When she went to get the car, it dropped her off. Like, it just stopped in front of all the bays.
Oh.
So, yeah. But, yeah, otherwise, it was an interesting ride. It was cool to see. You can see the speedometer. You can see it going exactly the speed limit. So, it took longer to get there than normal. Should I admit that? I probably shouldn't admit that. No, I can admit that. Speed of traffic. So
I'm the only person who would
judge him harshly.
To do that would make me a hypocrite, though, because, you know, we all go 5 over.
Yeah.
Cut that. I'm not a criminal.
And then when I got to my office, I opened the door and there was a strange yellow puddle.
It's disc.
It's disc.
See, now That's information you can use. Like, that would be kind of a panic situation for a lot of people, I feel like. But now that you know, you just have to ask the neighbor.
You're like, oh, it's just piss. Before, I didn't know what it was, and I was afraid.
It was a mystery substance that smelled like piss. But
now I know it's just piss from the project next door.
Well, yeah, I mean, the main concern is how somebody got in there and then pissed and then got out and then locked the door again.
Yeah.
But now you know.
Wow. You're right. That is the worst part of finding piss in your house. How did they get in and leave the locked door?
It's meant to start to drive a wedge between loved ones, you know? Like, smell it. Does it smell like my piss?
Smell it.
Come smell this and tell me that it smells like that.
See, now I'm going to have to just, you know, before I leave the apartment every time, just take a cheese grater and a urinal cake and sprinkle it in front of the door, just in case.
I mean, you could just put a towel down there.
Yeah.
Towel's not going to neutralize it.
No, but it'll stop the frozen disc from getting far, because they'll push against it and go, this is too much work. I'm just going to do the neighbor.
Hmm.
I mean, you'd have to nail that towel to the door so that it didn't get pushed by the disc, but I think it'd be worth it.
See, Paul, I'm so happy you sent the piss disc on you one day.
I'm saving it for the next batch when it would get some more attention.
And then Charlie.
Yeah.
So, is the next episode a movie podcast?
It could be. I don't see why not.
So that means that the episode after it is episode 300.
It is.
So what do you got planned for us?
Special surprises. We'll say that so I don't have to come up with something right now.
Just like the special surprises you came up with for 250 that were nothing?
Yeah, likely.
Okay, good.
Because, yeah, we won't be all together, I think, before it. Certainly not before it needs to come out, so we'll need to think of something.
All right. So on that cliffhanger note, I guess, I'm Adam Gobeski.
And I'm Charlie Wallace. A special thanks to our four, what did we say at the top?
I think I said something about three of us were bad people and one of us was normal.
No, I think they're all great people. Had wonderful birthdays at some point during the year.
I think when you say it like Donald Trump, that makes it the opposite.
There's Tony Huff.
Thanks for having me. Make sure you get your Slurpees tomorrow.
Paul Wilcox.
It was a pleasure.
Doug Gobeski.
I am having trouble coming up with an outro because I was going to use both of those.
And Kevin Bredebo.
I was going to use.
I hate that.
Hey, it's been fun. Did someone say my name? It's been fun. Dibs on that one.
That's a good outro. Did someone say my name?
Did somebody say Wonder?
Adam was using that as a bit during Shenanigans Compaxa.
Well, because you were playing Civ 7 and kept talking about building wonders.
We've entered a golden age, or as some call, the Wonder Years.
The Wonder.
Tony Wonder Year.
Well, Paul, I reckon that about wraps it up for another episode of the Gobeski Wallace Report.
Yes, it does, but the fun doesn't have to end here.
No?
No. You can check out our other episodes at GobeskiWallaceReport.com.
Do we have a social media presence as well?
Yes, we do.
I suppose it's probably, what, Twitter and Facebook?
We are on Twitter at GWReport.
I guess that'll have to do for now.
Yep, I guess so.
So speaking of horror, at work today, someone was discussing the movie Free Willy. And then a separate conversation, someone was discussing The Human Centipede. And inadvertently, one person said Free Centipede and realized their mistake. But because I work with Gemini, I generated an image of a movie poster where instead of a whale, it's a centipede. But in all good movie naming conventions, the name of the movie is Free Millie. Like the fact it's a centipede. So I thought you should enjoy that mental image.
Glad you did it that way instead of the other way, where you took the human centipede the human cover.
The Orkin. centipede. How would that even work? They just attach mouths to blowholes?
It's really a square, like you. There's only fit four in there.
I mean, you could make them like stair steps if you faced them the wrong direction.
Oh, yeah.